CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Yo, Black, it's time, word. Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One order radio, sister, 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang.
Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. You will come, we kill you already. And you are the fella around. There is no form of threat to weak or when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, and I for it not. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, then leave. It's over, killer.
I get money, I get money, I get money.
I get it.
Yo. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's 1 order 6 o'clock. Blah, blah, blah. And you know what time it is, man. Y'all tuning in, man. 90.1 FM. Burnaby SFU, man. Come on, man. Yo, you in the building right now. Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
G-U-I-L-T-Y, Black. Brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Who we got in the building tonight, my brother?
Boom, 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 boom. Make some noise for my man, K-Scale.
All the way live,
yes,
on
sir.
Top of the hill.
Come on, man. Chocolate Block in the building.
Woo! In the building.
New Chocolate Jersey, Block. North Carolina.
Yep.
Come on, man. And you know we got my man DJ Digital on the decks.
Digital.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for all of the listeners tuning in, man, you know what I mean? We at 1 order 6 o'clock blitz, man, we continuously, you know, bringing you something new, man. You know what I mean? And we're here to elevate, you know, educate and stimulate your mind.
M-I-N-D.
And today, man, we got, like I said, man, we got MC K-Ski in the building. We're going to be doing an interview with K-Ski.
Man, I seen that joint, man. Let me tell you, man, it's colorful, man. I mean, it's bright, man. It's brilliant, man.
What joint is that, man? What joint is that?
I heard it starts with a U. It's ultra magnetic.
Yeah.
Come on, man. So, you know, we gonna be running through some of the K-Ski's finest joints, and we gonna be premiering that world premiere Ultra Magnetic.
But hold up, man. I love that joint with Sadat. I can't wait to hear that. When y'all hear that joint, man, I'm telling you, man.
Well.
Old heads gonna love that one, man. I'm telling you straight up, man.
Well, since you said it,
I had
DJ...
Run it!
Hit it!
I can't call it. We live through a period I can only call historic. Conspiracy or not, government plot. It was a worldwide quarantine. And if you managed to stay alive, you learned how to survive. Time stood still and the days got slow and everything in life changed as we know it. For a whole year, I did. It made me value life. I stayed in the crib with my wife and threw things was out of order. We made a beautiful daughter. From tragedy came a blessing. And yeah, some days was depressing. But in hindsight, I used the time to get my mind right and got focused. And I swore this wouldn't break me, only make me stronger. When the sun came out, I tossed my mask. I'd forgotten what you looked like. I missed a beautiful smile and said a prayer for all the souls that's lost. And maybe this was a warning from a higher power. For us to show love to mankind and the things that we fought over really don't matter.
Pressure is needed if you're trying to make a diamond. So adversity got me shining while I'm climbing over obstacles. Only through the struggle is it better me. Possible is logical, but many try to skip this process. Perfection not the aim, I just focus on the progress. Take the first step, then another one. Patience is needed, but that's the main ingredient some be running from. Instant gratification is the main goal, but comfort and ease can lead to sickness of the soul. It's all about balance, gotta challenge yourself to find the treasure deep. If you're looking for help, I'll be the man to lend a hand. Food for the spirit so you understand the plan. To recognize your truth and your purpose. Answer to these questions can only be found beneath the surface.
I can't call it. I survive the hereafter forever after whatever.
I can't call it.
Was on the zeros. I fiend for the that was seen flipping birds. So we was skipping church, but my eyes was on the sparrows. Flipping pies, spending thousands on apparel. I wanna shine too. I want dimes too. Jealous wanna know just how my rhymes blew. Mono y mono, I'm Bono, I'm you times two. Now I'm bougie, I done outgrew the fountain blue. But never forgot the spot where I developed my plot. To dwell at the top, the veil where all my skeletons locked. If I could do it all over, then I never would swap. I seen good, I seen bad, had my melanin mocked. I seen lifelong friends turn to devilish ops. I was Mike in red leather trying to tell him to stop. You better beat it before you see that heavy metal get popped. He was a mean swing with a hell of a shot. But if no team draft king, he gon' bet on the block. He wanna ball till he fall until the federals knock. And sit his on the bench for moving careless with rock. You can't relate unless your father was not around. And your mother went out and found someone else and then brought around. And they salaries didn't combine when they married and brought you out of that poverty. Then you moved to a soft little part of town. So that when you back in the hood, you feel awkward about it now. Then your confidence start to drown. But the rapper gave you some positive thoughts, so you jot them down. You jot them down.
Ride to it, ride to it, ride. Ride to it, ride to it. Y'all ain't stopping me. 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 Y'all ain't stopping me.
Benjamin Button, cold flows, reverse time. To find deliveries good as mine, you gotta search primes. I'm scaling heights high than birds can perch, trying to be something, hoping that peace comes to my cursed mind. One thing's for sure, that I've matured from my first rhyme. I learned long ago, you can't please them all, and it hurts trying. In this game, where all you've got is your name, like Dirk, I'm smirking at
trying to besmirch mine. Absurd times, but a fake get told it is wise. I can see hate in both of your eyes, but the third's blind. So you search lines, but you struggle, which explains the puzzled look on the dull faces the word finds. I hate when raps become, but like do not disturb signs. Cannot get if I see it's about the dough. They instigate the free because it's profitable. But singing stop the violence tunes with dudes in hospitals. I pulled the plug because I seen where that was about to go. They wanted blood, they wanted clicks to make their pockets grow. They see this fire in my pen and think I'm dodging smoke. I wouldn't have lost the battle, dog. I would have lost the bro. I would have gained a foe. And all for what? Just to attain some old props from strangers that don't got a clue what I've been aiming for since the age of 14. Jermaine is no king if that means I gotta dig up dirt and pay the whole team of algorithm bot. Just to sway the whole thing on social media, competing for your favorable memes to be considered best, a living rest, the weight of both things. I understand the thirst of being first that made them both swing, protecting legacies. So lines got crossed, perhaps regrettably. My friends went to war, I walked away with all they blood on me. Now some will discredit me, try wipe away my pedigree, but please find it. Out that's rapping this incredibly, my dog texted me, I share the words he said to me, if you refuse to shoot the gun, don't mean the gun ain't deadly, I guess in that metaphor, hypothetically, the gun is me, I text it back like, guess the gun ain't what I'm trying to be, my, they stripped me of my spot, and now I'm finally free, my, they say I'm picking sides, they don't you lie on me, my, to start another war, hey Drake, you'll always be my, I ain't ashamed to say you did a lot for me, my, all the narratives, tapping back into your magic pen is what's imperative, reminding these folks why we do it, it's not for beefing, it's for speaking our thoughts, pushing ourselves, reaching the charts, reaching your minds, deep in your hearts, creeping to find emotions to touch, something inside to open you up, help you cope with the rough times and shit. I'm sending love cause we ain't promised shit. My God ain't stopping me, yeah, God ain't stopping me,
make a living.
No doubt, man. Everybody has to make a living.
True, indeed.
Can everybody make a living? That is the question.
Yeah.
we're going to be voting on Saturday, so.
Yo, man. So we had to, you know, like I said, man, we got a special guest in the building tonight.
What's the name?
K-K-K-Ski!
What's
sir. Yes, sir.
Yo, K-Ski, man. Yo. Drop a little knowledge about that name, Ski. Drop a little knowledge about the name Ski. All
right, so in high school, going way, way back, I used to go by K-Ski, sometimes D-Ski, because my middle name is Donnell. And because some of my favorite rappers back then, they had Ski in their name, like Kurok Ski from the Fat Boys,
right.
Joe Ski Love.
Oh, yeah, well, that's my boy right there.
Yeah.
That's my boy
but
right there.
As I got older, little did I know that Ski meant something else.
They was going skiing, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, Melly Mel.
White lines, baby. So I went through a bunch of different names after that, and a few years back, I was like, you know what? Let me cipher back to the origin.
The original.
Yeah.
I like it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man, you know. It's important to have a unique name. That's what makes, you know, that's another aspect that adds to be original, you know. I find that there's a lot of, what's the most common thing you hear? Little? Young?
Lil.
Young.
Lil, young, and big.
For real.
You know, that's the cycle, eh? You go from lil, young, to big.
Yeah. It sounds like a Toys R Us commercial, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? So... You know, we had to start off tonight's show with that, you know, I can't call it. K-Rex, Sadat X, and K-Ski.
No, my man, K-Rex.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to K-Rex, man. You know what I mean?
And the legend, Sadat X.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sadat X, brand newbie, you know what I mean? Brothers is, you know, definitely pioneers when it comes to this, you know what I mean? And then we had that J. Cole joint, man. Yo, Digi, what's the name of that J. Cole joint?
That joint is called Port Antonio.
Port Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who he was talking about in that joint.
Port Antonio.
Oh, Port Antonio.
Yeah.
Port Antonio.
Not Miami.
Okay.
Antonio.
Okay. Mm. Well, shout out to J. Cole. You know what I mean? We know that, White flags.
Things, man.
White flags. You know what I mean? He didn't want that smoke. I get it. You know what I mean? He was taking care of his career. You know, he had to watch his back. I don't think anybody really wanted that smoke. You know what I mean? You know, whether it was coming from Drizzy or Kendrick, you know, whoever, right? Nobody wanted that smoke. You know what I mean? And when you think about rap beefs, man, it's like, you know, there's very few of them that are legit. You know what I mean? Most of them is just for the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? So.
True.
And then we had that MC Light joint, man.
Ooh, my lady. Yeah, man, she still got it.
Yes, she do.
She still got it.
You know what I'm saying? So, let's get into this, baby. K-Ski, how you feeling right now, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's always love, bro. It's always love, you know, since we got to Lincoln, man, and like... You know, K-Ski is one of them very humble brothers that, you know, I got the pleasure to make music with, you know, to build with, you know, on a personal level. Plus, the brother knows my cousin. Shout out to Nate Collins.
Nate.
Candy.
Candy. Ooh.
His woman, Candy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And they say it's a small world, but no, it's just Vancouver. No.
One horse town, you know.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know. So K-Ski, man, tell the crowd where you from, man. Where you birthed at, bro?
I was born in Wilmington, North Carolina, but raised in New Jersey. You know what I mean? Trenton, New Jersey. That's what I said. 10/16/69.
Okay.
I was brought into the physical same time the Mets pulled off a miracle down in Carolina, Wilmington to be precise. Mm. At the age of 19, Mama Frost gave life to a youngin, slung him on the back, left in a hurry, relocated up north to a place called Jersey.
Ooh. Say less.
No doubt. If you didn't know, now you know.
So give us a little bit of tell us about your Quran, you know, your history around, you know, being in
Jersey.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So, out there? Well, Jersey, back in the, because I was born, like I said, 69, 70s, growing up, it was rough.
Mm.
You know, a lot of poverty, but, you know, my mom, she had a decent job, and she single parent, doing what she could, you know what I mean, raising her only seed, her only child.
Peace to Mom Dukes, you know what I mean?
Peace to Mama Frost. And, I was in the sports, playing ball, you know what I mean? And then I started getting into breakdancing, you know, once hip-hop came out, and my cousin, I posted a picture earlier today with my cousin when we were like little kids. He's a little couple of years older than me. He had a Sugar Hill Gang record. And so once I heard that, I was like, what is this?
Right.
Know what I mean? And then seeing breakdancing, so that's how I really got into the culture, was through breakdancing. You know, that's probably why my knees and stuff are all messed up now.
You got to get that sea moss like Dr. Sebi, man. You see, the Dr. Sebi drink that sea moss, he dropped to his knees like nobody been there, man. He's 70-something years old at that time. But go ahead.
Yeah. So then around 10th grade, my mom moved across the bridge right outside of Philly. And that's when I... In Mooresville, so when you hear me say 80 Rockers, MVP Posse, that's my peoples from there. A lot of them move from Jersey. It's crazy because this area, most people from New York, Jersey, and Philly moved there because it was, you know, trying to find a better place to live. Because, like I said, Trenton was rough. The junior high school I went to was Junior 3, and they used to call it Jungle 3. So that lets you know.
Yeah.
So when we moved across the bridge to Mooresville, that's when I fell in love with hip-hop. You know what I mean? Rapping. You know, and so when Biggie said the rapping Duke, Da Ha, Da Ha, that was the first record that I started trying to do rhymes. So I would take the rhymes that he said on Da Ha Da Ha, the rapping Duke, and I would put my own name in there, my own words in there. You know, but
plagiarism.
For real, basically. but really, who got me into it was Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh. When I heard Lottie Dottie and the show, I was like, what is this? Because, you know, Run DMC and everything. I was a big Run DMC fan. LL Cool J.
What about Curtis Blow?
Curtis Blow, these are the breaks.
Bring it up.
You know what I mean?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah, when he did that.
Playing basketball.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
Young old heads in the building right now.
young old heads out there. But shout out to Curtis Blow, man. He was definitely, you know, one of the big
stars.
Very
influential.
Very influential. You know, he helped find the Fat Boys, you know what I mean? And but it was you know, Run DMC was like the coolest dude on the planet.
No doubt, man.
You know what I mean? LL Cool J with the bars and stuff. So then when I heard Slick Rick and Dougie, I was like, what is this? So then I started getting into rhymes. Writing rhymes at 15 years old, 1985.
Next year
it'd be 40 years of developing my craft.
Man, peace to that, right? You know what I'm saying? And you stuck with it, you know? Gotta give a salute to that, you know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
Right? Yeah. That it's more than just trying to be famous or whatever. It's like, it's in you, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and you know, like I said, MVP Posse, 80 Rockers, we were making music. My man, shout out to Jay Meek. DJ Busy J, he had the equipment. He had his studio in his bedroom. We talking 85, 86.
And mama screaming, right?
Oh, yeah. She'd be like, turn it. Stop banging on the damn furnace. But she'd be like, turn it down, you know. But she allowed us to go in there, a bunch of cats from the streets just going up in there and just expressing ourselves. And then we started crafting songs. So around 17, I had a record contract offered. And again, like I'm saying, it's 87. So my mom was like, hell nah. I'm not signing no contract. Only contract I'm signing for you to take your goofy butt to the Navy up in this. But like Guilty said, it was in me. So when I was in the Navy, I'm in the storeroom at the bottom of the ship. I'm writing rhymes. You know what I mean? I'm writing rhymes, listening to KRS-One, listening to X-Clan, listening to Poor Righteous Teachers, who's from Trenton, New Jersey. True story, I came in second place in the rap contest behind Wise Intelligent.
Really?
Yeah, in high school, man. So I was rapping over a steady beat instrumental. But when Wise Intelligent got on stage, rest in peace, Tony D, I don't know if it was an SP-1200, but he had some machine he put on there. He plugged it up, and it was like, boom, boom. I was like, uh-oh.
Blowing out the gym, right?
For real. And then when Wise got on there, man, and he started rapping, and then he went into the reggae and was singing, because, you know, back then, like Slick Rick, people would throw some singing in there. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And he started singing. I think it was something from Luther Vandross. You know, and the place just went crazy. I was like, well, I'm coming in second place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, a lot of people was taking L's from Wise Intelligent. Even, allegedly, what's his name? Jay-Z. He battled Wise Intelligent in Trenton. That's a, it's a legendary story. And, you know, rumor has it that Wise gave it to him.
Yeah, man, they were a great group, man. I love them, man.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of take it back to the family dynamics aspect. You know what I mean? Because you know you talked about being you know the only child and whatnot. And so, you know, like you know, give us a bit of a visual what it was like. You know, not growing. Like, was your father in your life? You know what I mean? Or did you not grow up with a father? Did you have father figures? You know, male influences? Because you know, obviously in black, you know, in America, that's a big thing for black people. You know. And so, you know, talk about that.
Well, I saw my father a handful of times when I was a kid. You know what I mean? It's funny because me and my mom talk. She was like, "Boy, I slept with your dad one time." I was like, "Ooh." I was like, "So I'm a product of fucking E&J and Al Green out this
some Teddy Pendergrass,
some Ron Isley."
So
in between the sheets. Right?
So every summer I would go down to North Carolina. You know, my mom be like, "I'm dropping you off," and I would go down there. So you know, I would spend some time with my father's side of the family, and I saw my father, you know, once or twice. But pretty much it was just me and my mom. Other than that, I had some uncles up in Trenton. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That were there. Once I got in high school, shout out to rest in peace, Bud Botley. He kind of took a lot of us young boys in, man, and helped raise us. And it was funny because the Botleys had a house and they lived in a nice neighborhood. And it used to be all these ghetto kids going to their house. Anytime you see the black kids, you know they're going to the Botleys. But they had a basement and they would let us have rap contests in there and just rap shows and stuff. So, you know, they kind of, Bud especially took me under his wing and stuff, because it'd be times when my mom be looking for me. She called there. She'd be like, "Is Kevin there?" He'd be like, "Nah." So then when he see me, he'd be like, "Boy, you need to let your mom know where you're going."
No doubt.
So there was a little bit of male, you know, positive male role models in there, you know, but really it was just the music, you know, and what we saw on TV, you know what I mean? Because a lot of my boys, they were all single parent. They come from single parent households, you know? So
it's great, right? Because probably kept the guys out of a lot of trouble and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Well, hip-hop and basketball definitely kept me, because, you know, I ran with some ruffians. You know, everything from stick-up kids, dude slinging, all that, you know what I mean? But also, too, shout out my mom. Anytime late at night, I'm out there ripping and running. Mom throwing her clothes. She's throwing that wig.
I remember you telling me about that. She's throwing the wig.
She rolling out in the car.
Y'all seen Kevin?
She rolling up on cats. You seen my son? You know, they used to call my mom Clint Eastwood, because when she get mad, her eye twitch. You know what I mean? Like, my mom is like 5 foot, if that. You know what I'm saying? But she a fighter. I call her Mom Pocker, because now she be on what's the TikTok. She be getting her information. And it's funny, because it's stuff that I told her years ago about the U.S. government, and she used to be like, "Oh, that's over my head." But now she be coming to me with information that I already told her and stuff, and she all...
Knowledge itself.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, is she my pock out there? Is this a Phoenix Shakur? Yeah, no. She was like, when we talking about what's going on in the States, like, you know, the civil is kind of like a civil war going on. She was like, you know, they got guns, we got guns. I was like, is this my mom talking about? She gangster with it up in this, but she held me down, man. And, you know, to this day, I thank her for making, you know, signing that contract for me to go into the military, you know, and the music was still in my heart. So I did it throughout the Navy and did it when I got out the Navy.
So how was that experience being in the Navy?
It was good. I mean, I met so many beautiful people who I'm still friends with to this day. You know, it's funny because when you're in boot camp, you sign what is called a dream sheet. And in dream sheet, you know, I'm from Jersey, right out. I'm like, yo, I want to go to, if I can't go to Philly, Jersey, I even pick Maine. I pick all East Coast. They sent me to Japan. And like, we're going to send you far east. But what was crazy. Boku no namae wa Kevin des. You know what I mean? So, choto mate kudasai. You know, so. Just a Scotia. But what was crazy is they had a crazy